Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Of course, we wanted to get the White House view on Libya. However, they chose to offer Secretary of State Clinton and Defense Secretary Gates to ABC, CBS, and NBC, but not to Fox. Despite the fact we routinely have more viewers than two of those Sunday shows, the Obama team felt no need to explain to the millions of you who watch this program and Fox News why they have sent U.S. servicemen and women into combat. We thought you'd like to know.
There's from Fox News, Chris Wallace explaining how Secretary of State Clinton and Defense Secretary Gates snubbed his show on Sunday while appearing on the other major networks to talk about Libya. Another contrivance, it would appear. However, it's something to talk about, and that's what we're here to do. Talk about things that have changed over the weekend. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the big stories, the big topics, things that have been the focus of news talk radio and television. The no-fly zone over Libya and NATO and all that sort of thing. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. On ABC's This Week, Jake Tapper talked to Secretary Gates and Clinton about several of the big questions in Libya. Why aren't we involved in other countries? And there are a list of about four or five countries, actually, where innocent people are being killed. And the other question is, when will NATO take over the aspects of the effort? And why aren't we officially going after Gaddafi? Okay, lots of questions. Let's get some answers.
The mission is a no-fly zone and civilian protection, but does not include removing Gaddafi from power, even though regime change is stated U.S. policy. So why not have, as part of the mission, regime change, removing Gaddafi from power?
Well, first of all, I think you don't want ever to set a set of goals or a mission, military mission, where you can't be confident of accomplishing your objectives. And as we've seen in the past, regime change is a very complicated business. It sometimes takes a long time. Sometimes it can happen very fast, but it was never part of the military mission.
NATO has assumed command and control for the no-fly zone, or is this weekend, but not yet for the civilian protection. When do we anticipate that happening?
I think Hillary's been more engaged with that diplomacy than I have.
Well, we hope, Jake, that NATO, which is making the military planning for the civilian protection mission, will meet in the next few days, make a decision, which we expect to be positive, to include that mission. And then just as the arms embargo and the no-fly zone has been transitioned to NATO command and control, the civilian protection mission will as well.
What do you say to the people in Ivory Coast or Syria who say, where's our no-fly zone? We're being killed by our government, too.
Well, there's not an aircraft. There's not an air force being used. There is not the same level of force. The situation is significantly different enough that the world has not come together. However, in Ivory Coast, we have a UN peacekeeping force, which we are supporting. We're beginning to see the world coalesce around the very obvious fact that Mr. Gbagbo no longer is president. Mr. Ouattara is the president. So, you know, each of these situations is different. But in Libya, when a leader says, spare nothing, show no mercy, and calls out air force attacks on his own people, that crosses a line that people in the world had decided they could not tolerate.
When do we know that the mission is done? The no-fly zone has succeeded. Civilian protection has stopped.
I would say, for all practical purposes, the implementation of the no-fly zone is complete. Now it will need to be sustained, but it can be sustained with a lot less effort than what it took to set it up. As I indicated in my testimony on the Hill, you don't establish a no-fly zone by just declaring it. You go in and suppress the air defenses, and that mission is largely complete.
All right, so this is Secretary Gates with Mrs. Clinton talking on ABC's This Week. Over on CNN, Candy Crowley talked to Senator Carl Levin from Michigan about the differences between what's going on in Libya and what happened in Iraq.
You have talked to the president frequently in your position, obviously, as head of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Are you fully on board with this mission?
I am. I think it's a mission which has got a clear purpose. Once the international community was on board, which was absolutely critical to this mission beginning and succeeding, then it made sense to be part of that international community in a limited mission with stated goals, which there were a number of very, I thought, clearly stated goals, but limited, and then to see the kind of success which they're having now because of the support of that international community. Very different, by the way, than the situation was in Iraq, where there was not international community support, and we went in anyway without that. There's a very clear difference.
Well, we should just add, there were other troops other than the U.S.
But there was no U.N. support in Iraq, and it made a big difference.
Can you give me an encapsulated version of what this mission is? What are we doing there?
We're part of an international coalition which has been supported now by UN resolution with support of Arab countries to prevent the slaughter of civilians in Libya and to make sure that that continues with a no-fly zone which would be maintained over Libya to prevent Gaddafi from reasserting control of the air.
So I want to read you something. It was in the New York Times Friday. It was from Joseph Ralston, who I'm sure you know, former NATO commander, vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And he wrote this: "We should never begin an operation without knowing how we stand down. We did a no-fly zone over Iraq for 12 years. It did nothing to get rid of Saddam. So why do we think it will get rid of Gaddafi?" Now, clearly, they've said over and over again, the mission isn't to get rid of Gaddafi. But if the mission is to keep Gaddafi from attacking his people, doesn't this seem like a flyover with no end?
Well, it'll be it is a flyover, which is succeeding. It has set Gaddafi back. He's on his heels now, moving his troops towards his capital, where he's strong. But it has prevented the slaughter of Libyan people, and that is what the trigger was for the president.
Okay, so Carl Levin, Senator from Michigan, with Candy Crowley. We're going through the Sunday morning programs, the news and events programs, current events. They are usually the subject matter, a lot of fodder for conversation on Sunday and Monday, and we'll get into your calls at 800-510-8255 about specifics here. As Libya becomes a focus, why are we not in all these other countries where there are problems? Meet the Press, David Gregory's program, and who's on that up next on the countdown?
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle, and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
800-510-8255 as we continue on the countdown. Now we move to back to Fox. We heard Chris Wallace complaining about how Secretary Clinton and Gates didn't want to come be on the program, but he did talk to Newt Gingrich about his flip-flop on Libya.
You are taking some heat for what a lot of people are calling is a flip on what the U.S. should do in Libya. Let's watch what you said a few weeks ago about U.S. intervention and what you said this week about what the U.S. should do. Here it is.
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening. Communicate to the Libyan military that Gaddafi was gone and that the sooner they switch sides, the more likely they were to survive. I would not have intervened. I think there were a lot of other ways to affect Gaddafi.
Some are saying that whatever the president does or doesn't do, you're against.
Well, you should have played an earlier clip when I was on Greta's show in late February. And I said we should be for replacing Gaddafi without using the U.S. military. Now, the president on March 3rd changed the rules of the game. The president came out publicly and said Gaddafi must go. And so I was citing there my original position, which is if you're not in the lake, don't jump in. Once you're in the lake, swim like crazy. Our goal, now that the president said Gaddafi must go, our goal should be the defeat of the Gaddafi government and the replacement of Gaddafi as rapidly as possible. Ideally, by using Western air power with Arab forces, including, I think, Egyptian and Moroccan and other advisors, to help with the ground campaign. But I see no reason for American ground troops to go in. But I think the president has positioned us where once the president of the United States says Gaddafi must go, we have an obligation as a country to get rid of him.
Here's where I'm a little confused, because on Greta's show on March 7th, which is the first clip, you said that we should start the no-fly zone immediately. All she asked you was, what should we do about Libya? You made no mention of what the president had said. You just said we should intervene. Let me just finish, and then you can answer right away. Even if all you were doing was being a good soldier, why on earth would you say I wouldn't have intervened after the president has committed U.S. servicemen and women this last week?
Because there's an earlier Greta show in February, which is where this all started. And in February, I said, we should find ways to get rid of him using the kind of strategies that Reagan and Eisenhower used, which was to help freedom fighters without using American force. That became impossible once the president has publicly said Gaddafi must go. So she said in context, remember, this is March 7th, 4 days after the president has said Gaddafi must go. And my answer was in the context of if Gaddafi must go, You establish the zone, but notice immediately after I said, and you take steps immediately to get rid of him. I am against a no-fly zone if it's a 90 or 120-day or a six-month experience of a truce. The goal should be to get rid of Gaddafi. That should be communicated publicly so Gaddafi's forces lose their morale. It should be unequivocal. You can't find any unequivocal statement anywhere that Gaddafi must go. In fact, the alliance is saying, well, this is really humanitarian, it's really not directly.
Ah, who cares? Really and truly, so much gas. How much power is there behind the gas, though? 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Your calls coming up.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review. Hot Hits Talk Radio, Talk Television, the issue-oriented stations. From a lot of our affiliates, we have Talk hosts who will be present in a counted for in a few moments, but mostly your calls. I promised we'd listen to David Gregory on NBC. Here he speaks to Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana about justification for military action in Libya.
You've heard from Secretary Gates and Clinton, and I wonder, are you satisfied with the progress in Libya and with their explanation of our mission?
Well, I was startled to hear Secretary Gates say that Libya was not a vital interest. Secretary Clinton then came in with the fact that our European allies are very disturbed about the situation. And, of course, we have justified military action as a humanitarian action to stop the shooting of civilians. I would just start by saying before our nation goes to war or has military action, there must be a plan. There must be objectives, the end game, what we want to achieve, and then at least some means of, as to how that's going to occur. That has not happened as yet, and the president has said we've had success because Gaddafi would have murdered many people in Benghazi. But the fact is that there was fighting in Benghazi because the so-called rebels, the other people that are not Gaddafi's supporters, started a civil war in Libya following civil wars that had commenced in Tunisia and Egypt. And the facts are that that civil war was proceeding, and in many cases the rebels seemed to be winning, except when they got to Benghazi or in Tripoli. So at this point, we then adopt a no-fly zone with the thought of knocking out Gaddafi's aircraft, and then the ground zone situation in which we knock out the tanks and the trucks and the other situations. Now, having done all of that, the fact is now that the rebels, as you pointed out, in Al-Jubayah, and Raqqa have come back, so that on the eastern side of Libya, the cities all seem to be lined up with the rebels. On the western side, in Misrata, the Gaddafi people are trying to take that, so they at least have all of that side of the country. And in the meanwhile, we're saying that we're going to back off of the no-fly zone or take a much less of a role there, leave that to the Europeans. It simply leaves the whole situation up for grabs, in which there is hopefulness, maybe, that Gaddafi will leave or that something bad will happen to him, or in fact, that somehow these persons who are the rebels, who we really don't know, who have no particular government, are going to form something that is more friendly to us or to the Europeans.
Well, let me ask you to unpack that a little bit. If it's not in our vital interest, bottom line, should we not be involved?
I think there should have been a plan for what our objectives were, a debate as to why this was in our vital interest before we committed military forces to Libya. Well, I don't believe we should be engaged in the Libyan civil war. I believe the Libyans are going to have to work that out. The fact is that we don't have particular ties with anybody in the Libyan picture, and we will have to at least adjust to whatever that outcome may be. But as far as we're concerned, as Secretary Gates has said, it is not a vital interest of the United States. American interests are not at stake, and we clearly have already done much more than our part with regard to the no-fly zone, with regard to European friends.
Can the U.S. and its allies accomplish the mission that they've set out to achieve if Muammar Gaddafi remains in power?
Probably not, in large part, since we have taken the position that Muammar Gaddafi is an especially evil, bad dictator, and we have now indicated that the president said that he must go. He lacks legitimacy and so forth. Others have made the same statement. But if, in fact, he stays, is successful with his forces in subduing the rebels, then we are going to have to deal with Gaddafi and whatever we have there. I think there is sort of a vague hope still, animated by Secretary Clinton, that perhaps he may be thinking about where he might go, or with his money and his family and so forth, who might accept him in the world and sort of slip out of the picture. But even if he did, the forces that are allied with him may very well still prevail in the Civil War.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
On my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again. Talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi. Can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Three at the hour, 27 before the new hour. Libyan rebel forces closing in on Gaddafi's hometown, the gateway to the western half of the country, after it was targeted for the first time by international airstrikes. The no-fly zone and the political impact of it here and elsewhere around the world, that's the focus. Talk radio, talk television over the weekend. Let's get to talk radio and host Big Steve Seidenfeld, who talked about the important distinction between war and a police action, especially as it relates here to Libya.
We haven't gone to war with Libya. There is actually, it's not a war. Nobody's at war with Libya right now. You might think that there's a war. You turn on CNN, it looks like there's a war. You see missiles flying back and forth and other forms of artillery shooting around. And you see, you know, people screaming. And, you know, yes, unfortunately, things blowing up. And even more unfortunately, people being hurt or killed. It looks like a war, but it's not a war. And I'm not just playing semantics. I mean, it's not a game of political didgeridoo or a game of semantics or anything of that sort of thing. It's just not a war. And people have tried to call it a war. You know, people have criticized President Obama. He can't declare war without an act of Congress. Well, nobody's declared war. It's not a war. CNN's graphic says war in Libya. Does that mean that it's a war? It's no war. Even if a coalition of international forces are there trying to enforce the will of the people and force Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to relinquish his power and stand down and go away, it's still not a war. And I don't want to go back and forth with, like I say, about semantics and say, well, it's not a war, it's a police action. But you know what? That's what it is. Heck, you know, we haven't been to war since 1941 when we declared war on Japan. You know that? There's been no wars. We didn't declare war on Korea. We didn't declare war on Vietnam. We didn't declare war on Grenada. Didn't declare war on Somalia. We didn't declare war on Iraq either time. We haven't declared war on Libya. No, there's been no declaration of war. No, didn't declare war in Afghanistan. My general argument about Muammar Gaddafi is this. The guy has been a thorn in our side forever. So you see an opportunity. The world is behind you. You go in and you try to take the bastard out, right? This isn't about pacifism or about aggression. It's not about being a liberal or a conservative. It's about being the United States of America. Somebody's got to be the hero, right?
Dave. Oh, wait a minute. George Carlin. No. That's Steve Seidenfeld talking about the distinctions in the and the elaborate ruse that's being put forth here, war, no war, all the other wars that we've been involved in, they were police actions. Here's another radio guy named Tommy Tucker speaking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about comments made by Germany chastising the no-fly zone coalition.
Let me go to something. The German Minister for Development Aid in, said, the Minister of Development Aid in Germany, and I'm having a hard time pronouncing his name here, Dirk Nibel. Find it strange that countries that are still getting oil from Libya are happily bombing the place. I think before military intervention, you should exhaust all non-military methods of pressure. And he also says that there's no way air, a no-fly zone is going to be enough, that it's going to have to resort to ground troops and combat to get Gaddafi out. A lot of us are confused, Colonel, about what the scope of the mission is going to be. How, you know, we're still wondering about Iraq and how do we know when we're done there, and Afghanistan, how do we know when we're done there? Here we are, maybe just on the opening salvos of whatever's going to happen in Libya, let alone how we're done there, or how we know when we're finished. Are you confused as a retired Army colonel as far as what exactly we're doing there and what the mission is, and do you think we should be involved there or not?
Well, the political end state is a little unclear, but for the Germans, you know, their position has been pretty crystal. They don't want to get involved in this. They abstained during the vote in the UN Security Council resolution. They seem to be the most opposed to NATO getting involved. Part of that, frankly, is driven by German politics. There's a major election that occurs this Sunday in Baden-Württemberg. Mrs. Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany's party, looks like they're going to do very badly, and I think this is in many ways driven by German politics. But what we've accomplished is certainly at least preventing a major massacre of potentially of civilians, particularly in Benghazi. I mean, we need to go back where this all started. Where it all started about a week's time ago was, of course, Gaddafi advancing on Benghazi, a city of 700,000, and saying that he was going to show no pity and no mercy on the population as he approached that city. So certainly that has been prevented. Now, people may argue after the fact how probable that was or not, but certainly that has not occurred. But that UN Security Council resolution for a no-fly zone and protecting civilians is not an end state. It's a means to an end. And it's unclear what the end state, you're right there, is that we're trying to shape. The United States had talked about Gaddafi leaving early on. The president said that. Mrs. Clinton said that. But the UN Security Council resolution does not sanction in any way regime change. So it seems there's only really three potential outcomes. Gaddafi could leave. There could be some kind of a negotiated settlement between Gaddafi and the insurgents. But after all the blood that's been spilled, that seems somewhat problematical. A third, I guess, possibility would be the birthing, perhaps, of a whole new country, call it Eastern Libya or Benghazi, those areas that are currently under insurgent control.
All right, so here we have a number of things that are going on here. Libya's rebels have recovered hundreds of miles of flat, uninhabited territory, including a couple of oil installations. Are we getting any oil from? Apparently we are, looking at the prices at the pump over the weekend. They've gone back up again. Up, up, up they go. This is the second part. This is the unspoken conversation, although you hear some people talking about it. Where's the leadership? What are we doing to get ourselves away from even these small drops? We get 2% of our oil or less from Libya, and it is sort of, I guess, amusing to some that we need oil on one side and we're bombing them on the other side. It just shows you how crazy the world is. 800-510-8255, NATO, some of the things going on in Libya that pique your interest. We'll start taking your calls right after we hear from our final radio host, who is Rick Roberts, here with Steve Portnoy, a reporter on the scene about NATO and the mission there.
The White House convinced NATO to pick up the full military burden, or did they? Did they wait too long in Libya?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's not a done deal yet. There'll be another meeting ahead of another set of consultations on Tuesday to try to convince all the NATO nations to agree to pick up the full military obligation. We heard from the Pentagon, the vice admiral who's running the effort, William Gortney. He says that he believes, according to what the commander-in-chief is saying, that NATO will pick up that mission. What we heard from the Secretary of State last night about this time was that NATO has agreed to begin drafting plans to take over the entire mission. What they have already done so far is to pick up the mission in the air. That is the no-fly zone mandate, and to make sure that Libya's air defenses are crushed. But when it comes to the ground troops, the Gaddafi forces on the ground, that's where you have some sticking points where, for example, the Turks are not necessarily on board. And in order for anything to happen with NATO, all 28 member nations, including Turkey, must be on board. Again, another meeting on Sunday to discuss this, and a set of consultations in London on Tuesday. Hillary Clinton will be there.
Now, if this thing goes through, Stephen, when will the NATO transition take place?
Well, the NATO transition already is taking place from the perspective of the no-fly zone. The full details are not completely worked out, but NATO has already appointed a Canadian commander to head up the operation. He will work under the American admiral, who is the head of the Supreme Allied Command in NATO. So there'll be a Canadian who will be a part of the chain of command who will oversee the no-fly effort. For now, the Americans will still lead the way on protecting Libyans on the ground from Gaddafi forces on the ground. Right now, what we're hearing is that international forces are stepping up their efforts to help patrol the skies over Libya, and that American forces are in some way reducing their involvement. So there are more allies in the air and fewer American planes. But about half of the planes that flew in the last day or so have been American. The rest were from a variety of other countries, including Qatar, not just NATO nations, but Qatar is an Arab country. They are offering a handful of planes to take part in this effort as well.
All right, so that's the story. That's the whole story. There's really nothing that hasn't been said here one way or another except what you're thinking, and so that's the focus of the rest of this hour of the countdown. 800-510-8255. Do you think we ought to be in Libya? Yes or no? NATO ought to be in charge? Yes or no? Should we bomb San Juan? I'm being facetious. Okay. 17 before the hour on the countdown.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here asking questions about our involvement in Libya. What do you think? And how about the countries? There are so many countries that have these problems. Why is it Libya? I'm just restating some of the questions that have come up in our overview of the weekend chat shows on television. Juan, listening in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Let's have your thoughts on this, sir. Thanks for the call.
The reason I'm calling is because I'm definitely against this war. This is another one of our so many endless wars, you know, where it's easy and simple for the guys in high power to decide what to do with the money that we give out as taxes instead of using it for, you know, good health care for us, for the people of America, you know, good education. Just imagine how different things would be if we led our country in good education, good health for our people, not having to pay for it. How much other governments would like to be like us, instead of fighting these endless wars just to benefit a few companies and a few people.
800-510-8255. Interesting point of view. Joey in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Up next here on our countdown.
I'm a veteran. I fought in Iraq. And you got to look at some points. First of all, up under the Clinton regime, what happened in Kosovo, that was NATO with U.S. involvement. And then Somalia, that was NATO with U.S. involvement. And what happened there, a bunch of Rangers got killed, and we couldn't do nothing about it. And then now we're going to fall up under NATO with the president, you know, putting us up under the power of NATO. What's going to happen here? And I don't think we should fall up under NATO. If we're going to be the superpower, we should take control. You got people that are on the left who are saying, oh, the president's doing the right thing. Well, what happened when President Bush went to Iraq? All these people on the left were saying, oh, we shouldn't be in Iraq, we shouldn't be in Iraq. But now flip it to President Obama doing this, and they're saying, oh, he's doing the right thing. You know, people speak on, you know, with two sides of their face. When it's a Democrat, it's a good thing. When it's a Republican, it's a bad thing. So I just think people need to look at the situation and you know, look at reality.
All right. Everybody's reality is different, sir. That's why you have your opinion and somebody else has theirs. Let's get Jim's opinion calling in from Florida now to the countdown.
I think we had to do something to level the playing field. If you got planes and rockets, you got to take them away from them. I don't care who's got them. If they're using them on their own people, they're using them to destroy their own people just because their own people want a different form of government. You got to level the playing field. I think Obama did the only thing he could do. He could have done it a little sooner, but who knows? France went in there first. And I like to see that. It's about time the French got into NATO and did some, they've helped us over in Iraq and Afghanistan, but they haven't taken a lead role like they did when they strafed Gaddafi's troops and their heavy weapons. It had to be done. It had to be done. All the people who wanted to be free in Libya and Benghazi, they would have been annihilated.
800-510-8255. Your calls, some of them take them live here on the program. Some of them we edit for playback later on. Let's see where we go in the next 2 moments of the countdown. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Stephan here on the Countdown, reviewing the situation in Libya, how it's changing some but not much, it would appear, depending on your point of view. Bob, in Wisconsin, are you worried? What are you worried about?
Yes, I heard some weeks ago that we were thinking about giving the rebels in Libya some weapons to help defend themselves. But what I'm worried about is when we first went to Iraq and we gave the Al-Qaeda weapons, is 10 years later they turned on us. I just wonder what your thoughts about that was.
Well, I think we've done this in many circumstances, frankly, around the world. You can look at where we have been a help, Saudi Arabia. Well, maybe that's not a good example. How about there are a lot of people who think that in Saudi Arabia have helped them, and they are responsible for September 11th. Certainly in Afghanistan, the situation, Russians versus the Afghanis, and now we gave them weapons to shoot up the Russians, and now they're using them against us. I think you can find a lot of different places, frankly, where that has been the case, because we sell too many weapons. Look at the newspaper today and yesterday's Sunday paper, all the pictures of us, the proud American flying machine that's been sold. Every two-bit dictator, every two-bit robber and thief in the Middle East, we're arming the world. And the Chinese are doing it as well, and the Russians, because there's a lot of money in it. And so we reap the consequences and rewards, Bob. That, I think, is the answer to your question or your concern. Mario, down in Florida, go ahead, sir.
Doug, thank you. I'm concerned that what is going to happen here in the Middle East again. The United States is going in the Middle East, and a lot of the Middle East countries will be crushed based on the United States power. And at the height of their conquest, the United States is going to fall, and they're going to turn now. The people responsible for taking them there are going to turn now on the United States. And here is where the problem is going to come. But a lot of people are going to be surprised and what they are going to see in this country in a very few short months, not years, months, because the situation is going to be reversed, because if you continue to ride the tiger, one day you're going to end up in the tiger, and that's what's going to happen here.
All right, I have a story that I can't tell right now about tigers in Colombia. Here's what we've done. as America, we have made friends with Saddam. I was thinking about other people while you were having your conversation with us that we've given arms to. Look at all the arms we gave to the Iraqis, to Saudi, to Saddam Hussein. And you look at the people in various parts of the country, and it's not just in Asia and not just the Middle East. Look down in South America, in Colombia, for example, where the people have been at war with the drug cartels and other interests down there. And most of the weapons they have come from America. We are arming the world because it's good business for some. Not good business for the main, for the most, but it's good business for some. 800-510-8255. Ron in Fairfax, Virginia, listening to the Big Talker 1580 in Washington.
First, I want to say that I definitely support the people of Northern Africa and what they're doing. Also, I want to say that I did have a friend that was killed in the Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland. And so I'm very interested in what happens over there, and I would like to see Gaddafi go for at least both those reasons. But the point of my call is my concern is that the media, or at least the way things are presented as far as U.S. involvement, is that we're supporting a no-fly zone, and it seems that we're doing more than that. I think that we should be a little more honest, or I would hope the media would be more honest and describe it for what it really is. And it seems that it, you know, I don't know exactly what it is, but it seems like it's more of an effort beyond a no-fly zone, especially if we're, or at least our allies are involved in targeting ground forces and so on and so forth that are not necessarily involved in the no-fly zone.
All right, here's Lydia in Phoenix. Go ahead, ma'am. You'll wrap this up.
I think it's great that he's turning over the command of the no-fly zone to NATO. He said the United States was not going to be in to lead. And it's about time NATO take responsibility for some of these actions. And since the United States is relinquishing the lead role, more of the Gulf states are contributing planes to the no-fly zone. I saw last night, I think, Qatar and the EAU, the Arab Emirates. It's about five of those Gulf states that are contributing planes to the no-fly zone. And that is great. They can do that before their people, since the United States is not taking the lead in attacking another Muslim country.
All right, so there it is, the review of what's happened in Libya, latest stuff from the weekend, and your thoughts. Lots of great calls. Thank you. And good input, all part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.